It's a dog's life to me. I like to come back in my next life as a dog. A dog's only worry is his next meal. All it has to do is wag his tail and look cute, and someone will feed him and give him water. A dog has no worries, no cares at all. And a dog wants some loving. All it needs to do is find the nearest female dog, enjoy himself without guilt, without worrying about getting married or having an affair. It's just simple sex, and dog is down to be simpler than that. Yes, a dog's life is for me. The dogs of war are howling. The dogs of war have been let loose of their cage and out, howling at the moon. The dogs of war have been set free to wreak what havoc might be. Yes, the dogs of war, the hellhounds, are bound out of their cages, sniffed about and smiled. As the destruction they saw, they knew soon they would be in the element, and the world, as the world descends into chaos. World saw the face of pure evil that finds September morn, a morning like any other morning, until a fateful moment when two planes came out of the sky and destroyed the center of world capitalism. An act of horrific violence, an act of such evil that is beyond the comprehension of mere mortal men. Surely there must be a reason why that particular day the world almost ended. Dogs of war are afoot. Chaos is upon us. The evil grows and grows, and dark noises are heard here and there. A jihad has been launched by the holy lunatics, the misguided warriors who thought they were fighting the great Satan, not knowing that their hearts and minds were corrupted and controlled by Satan himself. Somewhere in the world, that morning a door opened and a man walked through, flipped a switch and let loose the chaos and ensured. World watched with horror and fascination as in real time a dynamic action movie unfolded. Only this was no movie, punk. It was real life, live and uncensored. With the music of the devil playing at full volume, as people died burning alive, and the dogs of war smiled, they knew soon they would be in their element. Smerica, the sleeping giant, again woke up and realized they would have to fight back against their enemies. The war machine comes to life. The plans come out of the books. The military might was unleashed, and the dogs of war smiled and howled at them. Machinery of war, once unleashed, can't really be stopped. There's a certain cruel logic that demands that the war go on, and people die, and people suffer, and the stock market crashes, and the evil that men do goes on and on and on and on. Cosmic dogma go on. My final time with God happened a year later. I was staying down in Goa with my wife, enjoying being with her to our reconciliation state of the Taj Mahal of Goa, living like kings and queens. Just for a few days, high up on the hill, overlooking the beach. Every morning, I went down to the beach and did yoga by the water while contemplating life. Every morning, I saw the same dog, not just a dog, but a cosmic dog filled with the divine spark of God. The dog recognized me and spoke to me, and I knew that God was present once more in the face of that cosmic dog. Kindred spirits, perhaps to the cosmic cat that had saved my soul and birthed me long ago. I told the dog everything, and he just looked at me with those silver eyes as hand. I knew that he knew that I knew that he was possessed by God. God had sent him to me to make sure I was on the right path. The reconciliation God had promoted was on track, and I was back with my wife, and everything else was the way it should be. Again, I asked God whether he was Jesus or Allah or Brahma or Ganesh or Buddha. God, the cosmic dog, just stared at me. I finally asked him directly, "Say, if you are God, the God of Jesus," barked once. The dog looked at me and barked. Said, "Well, if you are Allah," barked twice. The dog barked twice. "Well, if you are Buddha," then barked three times. "If yes," the dog barked three times. "Well, are you Satan?" The dog growled at me, and I knew I'd gone too far. Finally, I was at peace, and for the next 3 days, the God dog was my constant companion. I knew God for the third and final time in my life. Agnostic dyslexic wonders if there is a dog. Agnostic Lex Dyslexia stays up all night wondering if there's a dog. The Buddhists wonder about the Buddha nature of the dog. The evangelicals assure that there's a dog and you must follow their dog or go to hell for following another dog's. Muslims agree there's only one dog, and the dogs smile at the foolishness of the human race. Of course there is a dog. They are the master race, and they growl at the owners who bow down and clean up their messes.